Well, the Sunny View, that's always nice. Sunny View, like, to me, when I hear that, I'm just like, it's going to be a shitty story because it starts with something called Sunny View. Isn't that the trailer park in Trailer Park Boys or something like that?
Oh, it might be. This is a generational thing, but I went back to the Golden Girls and Shady Pines.
Oh, Shady.
Shady Pines. I mean, that just sounds so tranquil and birds chirping and beautiful big evergreen trees.
That's true. I always think of it almost is like a Stephen King town though too, like over by Shady Pines, right next to Salem's Lot.
Ooh.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, the Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is facing multiple lawsuits after two of its former patients died under suspicious circumstances, which have led to criminal charges against a former nurse. Heather?
Did you say nerd?
I said nurse. I don't know why
I'm
I was...
sorry. I heard nerd. I'm sorry.
I didn't say it was like nurse.
Okay.
It's like a childhood speech impediment coming back to bite me.
Okay, that's okay.
Heather Presti is her name. Heather Presti is accused of causing the deaths of Irene Simmons, who's 78, and Sandra Lincoln, 82, by intentionally administering lethal doses of insulin and other harmful substances during her tenure at Sunnyview and other facilities between 2020 and 2023. Presti's alleged misconduct has resulted in her facing criminal charges for the deaths and injuries of 22 patients, 17 of whom died. The families of Simmons and Lincoln have initiated separate legal actions against Sunnyview Operating LLC, the parent company of the nursing home, and Lincoln's case, Premier Healthcare Management LLC is also named as a defendant. The wrongful death lawsuit on behalf of Simmons cites negligence and reckless behavior by Sunnyview for not only employing Presti despite her alarming history of resident abuse, but also for failing to protect residents from her. After Simmons' death, Presti's purportedly personal gestures, like sending flowers in a sympathy card, were detailed in the lawsuit, contrasted starkly by her later confession to overdosing Simmons with insulin. The lawsuit includes disturbing details such as a handwritten note by Presti that reads, "Words can't say how sorry I am for the loss of Irene. She was one of a kind. She was an amazing woman. Heart, Heather." Shortly after her death, states the complaint. In a similar vein, lawsuit for Lincoln alleges that Presti was overheard saying Lincoln needed to die shortly before her death. Details from the complaint highlight a chilling sequence of events where Presti reportedly called Lincoln's daughter to inform her of her mother's impending death, only to later admit to intentionally attempting to hasten it via an injection of air intended to induce an air embolism. These lawsuits aim to hold Sunnyview and its management accountable for the tragic outcomes that stem from systemic failures to oversee and control staff actions, stated an attorney representing the Lincoln family. Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center has been implicated in three lawsuits to date, following a series of suspicious patient deaths linked to Presti's tenure at the facility. Other facilities where Presti worked have also faced legal actions, pointing to a broader pattern of alleged negligence and misconduct. The families of the deceased are seeking justice through damages and jury trials, hoping to spotlight the need for stringent oversight and accountability in patient care within nursing facilities. Yeah, I mean, these are the stories we hear about, and it makes you wonder how many just kind of go under the radar where it's like, well, they're old, you know, stuff happens and people, you know, because really, I mean, if you're just have like one family member in there and they die, you're probably not aware of all the other people that are dying in that facility.
Yeah.
You're probably just because you're only focusing on the one. And if your one dies and they're already in a nursing care facility, it's kind of like, well, it was going to happen at some point. So it's a little I can see how really people wouldn't even see a red flag other than those who operate the facility going, it's kind of crazy, like the amount of people who are dying under this specific person's care within a short period of time, because there are averages to that sort of thing, and there's spikes in statistics, and that should be certainly looked at closely and not just kind of like, oh, well, business as usual.
Doesn't this disturb you as, you know, we're not old, but I'm Gen X. I don't know about you. You're not a millennial. You're probably Gen X too.
I'm technically a millennial because they and I that's yeah. it's a weird one because they count. I was born in 82, and they count that as millennial, but I don't agree with that because there's like a weird phase of people in there that still remember a world without technology and all that, and I'm one of them. So there's like a us who are labeled millennials that don't want to be millennials, it is like a little caveat there in like the early 80s, late 70s, where it's like, no, we're not X, but we're certainly not millennials. We are kind of our own little space there that there's not a lot of. And it's not as wide of a gap of a generation either. It's like a 5 to 7 year area.
You're kind of like the disco era.
I guess I'm a disco child. Yes. I mean, I grew up listening to Saturday Night Fever, the album, and played it a lot when I was playing radio station, and the Beach Boys and, you know, pretty much a lot of 70s music. But yeah, so I guess that disco may be the, answer to what that
is. Yeah. So you're the disco generation, but what concerns me is when our generations get older, what are nursing facilities going to be like? Because I remember a time when it was honorable to work at them and to work with the elderly. And now it just, there's something about it that just makes me feel like they're not great facilities. Yep. And I'm generalizing. I've got a family member who's in one and it's been okay. It's not great. She's been moved around a bit because of less than adequate care at times. It hasn't been anything like this. But again, you're right. We don't know her neighbors. We don't know their situations. When you walk by her room and the room next to it is no longer occupied, you know how that went down. We don't know the circumstances. It's up to the company then to monitor these people who are caring for these human beings.
Sure. I mean, I think there will always be nursing care facilities, especially for folks who don't really have anyone to care for them. But I do think we're going to see more of a swing to in-home health care and that sort of thing and managing things that way. We already do see that, but I think it'll just get more and more common as time goes on. Plus, you're also talking about a generation where they let their kids live at home till they're like fucking 30 or something. And so, I mean, I can see that flipping the other way around too, where the family unit actually is more grandma and grandpa are living back at home with, you know, their kids in those later years with the assistance of, you know, an in-home care that either, you know, comes by regularly or I don't know. I think we're going to see more of those sort of options existing because I don't think the other model is that's going to sustain itself as technology increases. And I think we'll have more and more ways of monitoring things at home that you don't necessarily need to be in those facilities to do that. So I think it'll evolve. I really do.
I hope so because the price is off the fucking charts. Well, we're talking $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month. Yeah.
And if you don't have it, that's where they make it through the government. And it's like lose all your because you have to like go in there and it's a fucking racket too, because if you want to get state assistance or federal assistance, you have to like get rid of all of your assets, you know, or spend them down to like nothing. And then the state will come in and say, okay, now we'll pay that bill for you. Like, never mind, like, you worked your entire life. And then, oh, guess what? You're going to spend all of it on nursing care. I think it's insane. And I think there's going to be other ways of doing it.
I hope so, because we've got generations who are going to be going into these facilities at some point. And the way they are now, it just seems like they're in decline as far as level of care.
Oh, I agree.
They're becoming more populated and less desirable as far as quality. Mm-hmm. It just scares the living shit out of me. I think about it all the time. Like instead of going to one of those facilities, I've actually looked at medical assisted aid in dying because I don't want to go there and be the topic of a podcast story like this.
Yeah.
You know, some nurse who's just doesn't give a shit about patients and plays God.
I'd rather be the topic where like the cat eats you, and then it's like, oh wow, like that was interesting. Not the nursing care just being horrific and run by crazy narcissists. I don't know. I mean, it's, I think I'll just start a commune at some time for everybody, in our circle. And it's like, okay, we're all just going to live here and, we'll all chip in and get a nurse that can stay here and, we'll have our own little private community. It'll be great.
Our own little radio station and we'll play whatever the hell we want.
Yep. We'll podcast and we'll do all of that. Yep. And then we'll all eventually just die. And there you go.
Works for me.
That's how it'll work. And then someday they'll be like, holy shit, they all had a bunch of Kool-Aid and the cats ate every single last bite of them.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.